everybody. This is Donald Tardy with Obituary, and you are listening to Heavy Demons.
So, dear Donald, how is the COVID situation in Florida doing?
It's much better than it was, just like the rest of the world, I guess, with the vaccinations. Florida was not afraid to stay open. At the beginning of the pandemic, everything was closed, like most of the countries. But Florida was one of just a couple states in America that eventually opened much quicker than the other states. Okay. And of course, Florida caught a lot of complaining from other states because of that. But now looking back at our positive testing and stuff, we're no worse off than all the states that stayed completely closed.
Yeah.
So it was a good thing that we allowed our businesses and residents to still try to keep their careers and their jobs. So that was a good thing. And back to your question, we're doing much better than we were two or three months ago, just like the rest of the United States and probably just like Italy and the rest of Europe.
What shall the fans expect from the forthcoming live stream studio sessions?
We're excited about these live streams coming up. You know, we don't want to be doing live streams. We want to be on the road, touring, playing real live concerts. But we are stuck home and have been home now for 1 year and 1 week. So we are staying busy with writing music. And in the meantime, we are doing these live streams. And these next ones we're really, really excited about. Next Saturday, Saturday, March 27th, we are going live from the Obituary Studio. And the band members themselves picked the songs that are kind of our favorite ones to play, to perform live. And also, you know, a couple of the songs that we have not played in a long time. We made it just a really fun set list. And then the weekend after that, the Saturday after, which is April 3rd, we have locked ourselves in the studio and had to relearn The End Complete. So we are going to perform that entire album in full on April 3rd. So we are very excited about these next two live streams.
Can you share with us some news about your next studio album? Did quarantine help to work on it?
It did help us work. We, as always, we are a band that does not put pressure on ourselves. We do not push the envelope, if your listeners understand that saying. So we really just took our time and were writing songs as they came into our brain, but did not try to, we did not try too hard. We wanted it to come naturally. So we, again, are still writing the music, very excited about the new songs, very Obituary style. But just like a good red wine that's been opened, it's just getting tastier and tastier. Some of these riffs and some of these songs that we have for the new album, fans are really going to love. We stuck to our roots. We are Obituary. We do not try to play a million miles an hour. We want it to be mid-tempo and groovy and heavy. And that's really what we're trying to deliver to our fans.
Which are your best and your worst memories, if there is any, about the late 80s, early 90s death metal scene in Florida?
I don't remember any bad memories. Maybe because as a teenager, all the bad stuff happened after I was asleep or too drunk to remember. But, you know, the good memories were, you know, we were young. Death metal was just becoming a thing. And we were a part of that. And we didn't even know we were a part of it. We just were focused on becoming a band and becoming the best musicians we possibly could individually. Looking back, it's amazing to know that at the same time, Executioner, which is now Obituary, was just beginning. Yeah. And Chuck in Orlando with Death was, you know, laying the groundwork and putting out great music, and Deicide was just down the road from us, and Morbid Angel was just down the road from them. And to think that was all going on right here in Central Florida was pretty amazing. And we're very proud that we were a part of that, and we are honored to still carry the flame and hold the Florida death metal torch and continue going as powerful and as hard as we can in this upcoming future.
Which are your main influences as a drummer?
Well, you know, I grew up in the 70s and early 80s when I first began learning drums. So there was no death metal. There was heavy metal, but I was young and did not own albums myself. So it was my oldest brother.
Yeah.
He had an album collection that I learned from, and that was all Southern rock and rock and roll. So as always, as you can imagine, any drummer, young child that was growing up that loved music, it was Led Zeppelin and John Bonham's drumming that really grabbed my attention and made me want to be a drummer and realize that I actually probably can be a drummer at a very young age. I was probably 7 years old, and I already knew that I wanted to become a drummer. Hmm. And I was just listening to Led Zeppelin and John Bonham, his style. It was just so clean and solid and fluent, and it really just inspired me. And I think you can hear that in my drumming nowadays. Even at the age of 51 years old, I still feel that there's John Bonham still in my blood and in my veins. And then, of course, you know, once Vinny Appice and Ronnie James Dio albums came into my life, it was really Vinny Appice that I still listen to and learn from every time I listen to a song or an album that Vinny is on. And those two guys were really my main influences.
Yeah, and nowadays, I mean, in your free time, what kind of music do you like to listen to, like to relax?
You know, I think I'm a creature of habit. I still like my old albums.
Yeah.
I still like my Ronnie James Dio albums. I still like John Bonham and listening to his music. But, you know, also like the Alice in Chains albums that I grew up to in my 20s. I love Alice in Chains. Soundgarden, one of the best drummers in the world, one of the best bands in the world. Can't get enough of Soundgarden. And then, you know, just new music, you know, it's just, I like it all. I got turned on to Dust Bowl, the German band, thrash metal band, when they toured with us. And I absolutely love the last three albums of theirs. The Power Trip albums. Again, I was not familiar with Power Trip until they toured with us, and I fell in love with that band as well. And then, of course, you know, the old school, Celtic Frost, Slayer, everything that makes me realize where I came from. And that was with Tom Warrior and Celtic Frost and Hellhammer. It's still in my blood and it's still in my roots.
Which is Obituary's release you feel is the closest to your soul, and why?
You know, I'm proud of all of them. It's hard to say. It's a good question, but it's very hard to answer, because after 32 years of being a band, over three decades, you know, the first two albums, if you listen to them, you have to put in perspective what year we were writing that music and what year we entered the studio.
Yeah.
And how old we were. We were just children when we went into the studio to record Slowly We Rot. So I'm very proud of that album. Same with Cause of Death. But, you know, a lot of musicians would agree with me, and a lot of fans would be happy to know that I'm most proud of the most recent music that we write.
Okay.
You know, a band is only as good as their last music written.
Yeah.
And I could not be more proud of that self-titled album. Now that Ken and now that Terry are solid band members in this band for many years, we are a very well-tuned engine right now that is running just beautifully. And we are really looking forward to the future and getting this new album finished and eventually getting on the road and getting back to Italy and back to Europe and touring again. This is what we live for. This is what fans want. And we are patiently waiting to get back on the road.
Do you have any memories related to Italy?
I know Italians are extremely passionate about their music. And I remember early 90s, some of the concerts were so packed and so hot in some of those venues. And the minute we start playing a song, it was so violent. It was so such a violent mosh pit. And again, the chanting, with the rhythm, not all countries, not all fans know how to chant. Only a few different parts of the world that really do it. The Italians do it. The Spaniards do it. The Brazilians do it. And it's just an amazing feeling to hear the chanting going on. And Italy was probably the best at humming and chanting the rhythms with the band as we're playing songs on stage.
So which final message and greeting would you shout out to the Italian fans?
Well, you know, we have been a band a long time, and we have had a long relationship with our Italian fans. We don't take them for granted. We take everything in. We absorb it. We appreciate it 100%. And again, we just want to get on the road and get back on tour. And when we arrive to Italy, finally, we are going to have a party, Florida death metal style. And I know our Italian fans are waiting, and they are as hungry as we are to hear some Obituary live music.